Dear friends, we dedicate our learning tonight in the merit of Refuah Shleima, a speedy recovery, to those who were injured in the terror attack last night in Muncie, New York. We hope that in the merit of our Torah, merit of our learning, and the merit of our prayers, all those who were injured will have a Refuah Shleima, a speedy recovery. And in the merit of our learning, may Hashem usher in a period of peace where such attacks will no longer be a daily occurrence within the ranks of our people, and peace will devolve upon all mankind. This last day of Hanukkah has a special identity. It is known as Zos Hanukkah. And on the most basic level, that identity, that name is gleaned from the Torah reading. You see, over every day of Hanukkah, we've been reading about the offerings of the tribal princes for the dedication of the altar. Way back when, thousands of years ago, when the Mishkan, the tabernacle, was dedicated in the desert, when they dedicated the Mizbeach, the altar, each of the tribal princes brought their own offerings. That was done this time of year. So each and every day we've been reading of the offerings of one of the tribal princes. And tomorrow we finish up that reading, we finish up that section. And the Torah, when it completes the order of the tribal princes, says, Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach. This was the dedication of the altar. And as such, this eighth day of Hanukkah is known as Zos Chanukah. But if one looks in Hasidic literature, one begins to see that this day of Hanukkah contains an incredible level of profound holiness and spiritual energy. Every day of Hanukkah is special. Every day of Hanukkah is incredible. But this last day contains an energy that the ones before it do not. And in the Sefer, the Yismach Yisrael, the Rebbe of Alexander, explains this idea so beautifully. He says, Zos Hanukkah is the day in which we are able to perceive God in the natural world. He brings a fascinating proof to this. He goes back thousands of years ago when our ancestors stood at the banks of the Red Sea. And after God performed the incredible miracle and split the sea, the Jews walk through and they sing Shira. They sing the beautiful Az Yashir, the song of triumph and praise to God. And in that song they say, Zekeli Vanvehu. This is my God and I will exalt him. And the Talmud explains that when they said, this is my God, at the splitting of this sea, they were able to perceive God. They were able to literally see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they were able to see, Zekeli, this is my God. They were able to point to God and say, look, here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this God who did all these incredible things for us. And the Yismach Yisrael says, this is the essence of Zos Chanukah. This last day of Chanukah is when we are able to see God in the natural world. And the Rebbe explains so beautifully. Chanukah is about the celebration of supernatural miracles. The miracle of the little cruse of oil that should have only burned for one day, but burned for eight. The incredible military victory. How could it be that a small band of Jewish soldiers should overcome a mighty Greek army? Supernatural miracles. But the goal of Hanukkah is not simply to celebrate supernatural miracles. The goal of Hanukkah is it draws our attention through the supernatural miracles. But the goal is ultimately to see God in the natural occurrences of day-to-day life. It's easy to see God in the supernatural. The job of the Jew is to see God in the natural, in the everyday things of life, whether it's a beautiful sunrise, whether it's a starlit sky, whether it's the fact that your heart is working, your eyesight is good, whether it's the fact that you have food in your refrigerator, healthy children, a loving marriage, good friends, whatever your daily natural miracles are, the goal of Hanukkah is to draw your attention to those. Because many times throughout life, those daily miracles are taken for granted. Those daily miracles often become commonplace and become expectations. You know, yesterday's miracles become today's expectations. And so for the first 7 days of Hanukkah, we are focused on the supernatural, the amazing, incredible miracles that God did. And we come now to this last day of Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah, day number eight. And we realize that although we've been fixated on the supernatural, all of that is to draw our attention to the natural. Zekeli vanvehu. Tonight and tomorrow, this last day of Hanukkah, our avoda, our job, is to discover God not in the supernatural, but to discover God in the natural order of events, to feel and to discover God in the things that occur day in and day out, the things which so often we take for granted, but are no less miraculous than a little bit of oil burning for 8 days. The things that we just assume are commonplace, but are no less miraculous than a small group of Jews defeating the Syrian Greek army. This, my dear friends, is Zos Chanukah. Zekili va'anveyu. So as we stand by our menorahs tonight and bask in the light, that same light that has reminded us of the supernatural activity that has defined and marked our people for the last thousands of years, let us also take the time to reflect on the beautiful, ordinary miracles from which each of us benefit day in and day out. And when we pause to reflect on the beautiful miracles that each of us have in our daily lives, we will feel the warm embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll feel His kiss on our head. We'll feel His divine arms locked around us. And may we be privileged to feel that kiss, to feel that embrace, to feel that love, and to feel the presence of God in our daily lives long after the lights of the menorah go out. Wishing everyone a lichtige Zos Chanukah and a beautiful evening.